The millions of people I have healed. This is Dr. Gabriel Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. The millions of people I have healed. Now that sounds very flamboyant, very self-confident, very cocky, and it should. We don't take credit for the things that we do half enough. We're very, very silly people. It's not a matter of going out and saying, I healed this person, I healed that person, you know, like a doctor does when they pick up their check, you know. But it's a matter of saying in yourself, I speak my word, and my word has power, and my word brings about the results for which I speak it. Just that simple. Now, I am 25 years old, and I have traveled the world for the last 50 years, and I have been enjoying myself very thoroughly, at least since 1972 I've been traveling the world. Before that I was more or less in the United States. But I'd go and then talk to people, and I'd talk to people and tell them about spiritual healing and tell them about these things, and they'd just go away all steamed up, ready to fly, ready to think life is wonderful. And then they go home and they tell their families about it. Then they go home and they tell their friends about it. Then they go to their offices and they tell their associates about it. They go to their jobs. They go everywhere. They go to the school district. They tell it. They're not just saying, Dr. Byerly said this is what it is, but rather, hey, calm down now. Put the right cause in motion. You're the master of your body. You're the master of your life. You're the master of your world. Just relax. Oh, I heard that from other places. Yeah, I know. It's just common knowledge. Just relax. Be at peace. And then you have worked with these people, and all of a sudden they get a balance in themselves. They get a healing. And they're at some vacation place. And they say to somebody at the vacation place who is having a very tough time emotionally or physically or whatever, their mother is going to die or their family is having trouble, hey, peace, cool. It's all in divine order. Place it in God's hands. It's all in divine order. Just get yourself out of the way and just let God take charge. Not give up, but know that the healing is there. Don't, just because you turn it over to God, that means they're going to die. No, no. You turn it over to God because God knows the best way to heal, knows the best way to have perfection done in their life and in their experience. Well, these compound. Let's just take a modest statement of 100 people a year that I might have touched their life or spoken to them, and they gained a healing from the ideas, healings of mind, healings of attitude, healings of body, healings of circumstances. And they in turn told, each one of those had contact with 100 people. And each of those 100 people had contact with 100 people. Well, you're in the millions in no time at all. You're in the millions in no time. If you do sincerely, whatever you do, the impact you have is unbelievable. It's exponential beyond whatever you can imagine. And so if you were to say to yourself, the millions of people I have healed, and you are in the business of healing, you're in the business of going around talking to people, having them get their heads squared on straight, you know. If you're in that business, and you only talk to 100 people in a year, which is not very many at all, and then those people, in just normal talking to 100 people also, from their experiences, and then it goes on and on. It's a beautiful thing. We don't realize what an impact we have on the world from just who we are. We may be just a simple housewife, and there's nothing simple about a housewife. We may be a shopkeeper. We may be a janitor. We may be the president of some large company. You know, just because you're the president of a large company doesn't mean you have an impact on a lot of people. You may have just a small circle of people that you're working with, and then those people have an impact on their staff, you know, and then their staff goes out to their staff. Because if you can imagine a man like the head of IBM, just for instance, he doesn't have time to go lecturing to his great audience, his great organization. Now, if he's Iacocca, the Iacocca, he does. He got on television, and he promoted the Chrysler cars on television. He advertised it. He went out to his people. He went to the shops, and he said, now look, we can all work together. We can all work together, and we can keep Chrysler as a viable car company in the United States and the world. Now, if we'll all just take a little less money, it doesn't mean you're getting a cut in salary. It just means you're getting less money, because if you don't take less money, there won't be any work. You know. And then that's your salary. As soon as things get going again, it'll come back. So, Iacocca goes to the United States government and is one of the first firms ever to ask for a $6 or $8 billion loan from the federal government and get it. And not only that, I think he's probably one of the first firms who paid it back. He paid it back before it was due, because he took that money and made it work and made it grow and made it do something. He had an impact, but he was the kind of man who would have an impact. And he touched the lives of all of the people who were employees of Chrysler, which were millions. You say millions? Yes. Not only in manufacturing end, but the retail end, and not retail, but where they receive their parts and equipment and things like that, you know, the steel mills giving them steel for their cars, and then the various store that handle Chrysler parts, plus the showrooms that sold Chrysler cars, plus the shipping on the aircraft, yeah, I imagine some of that too, but the shipping on trains and on boats, of shipping their cars overseas and so on. The impact that his action in making Chrysler into a really wonderful firm reached far beyond millions, billions, I'm sure. Now, our little statement here that the millions that I have healed is such an insignificant thing when you consider that we really are only talking to a few people, and these people are talking to a few people. But every day and every week we're talking to different people and more people, and we're affecting the lives of different and more people. And each of these people are affecting the lives of others. But how can you take credit for saying you healed them? Well, before they talked to me, they had an attitude. After they talked to me, they had a different attitude. After they talked to me, they had an attitude of, I hate him. Or they had an attitude of, hey, this is great stuff. This is wonderful philosophy. This is wonderful things to think about. It's beautiful. We really have to be very careful. Someone once said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Now, Jesus said, it's done unto you according to your belief. What sort of a word do we have? What sort of belief do we have? How do we go out and promote ourselves? Because whatever we do, that's how the world looks at us. If we are sort of a real nice person, a happy person, and then somebody here overhears us being not nice in our private life, oh, they don't think that's very cool. They think, oh boy, dualism, you know, two-faced being. So we want to always be very careful that we live what we believe. That is, we live what we say we believe. And of course, it's not hard to live what you believe if you really believe what you're saying. But you're all going to be touching the lives of people this next coming week now. Perhaps there'll be people you never thought of before, whether they're shop people or whether they're service people or whether they're people who call on the phone or in person. It doesn't matter where you are or what it is. Just remember, you're giving them a touch, a taste of your divinity. And how well are you versed with your divinity? Are you at home with your divinity? Are you comfortable with your divinity? Or are you sort of new with it? So be real careful, because life is filled with lots of opportunities for us to do lots of wonderful things. But what we must be very careful about is that everything we do is going to leave an impact the way we want it to be that. So, the millions of people I've healed, I haven't really told you about many of them, but I have told you how the impact takes place. So think about that. It's a fun thing to think about. Maybe one of these days I will tell you about the millions I've healed. But then you'll say, oh, come on. Yeah, that's right. It should be more than a million. It should be a billion. Thank you.